Let's turn now to the U.S. Supreme Court, where Justice Clarence Thomas has recently come under scrutiny for accepting lavish gifts from a billionaire Republican donor without disclosing them. I spoke earlier with Michael Luttig, a retired federal judge, about this. He says it's high time for Congress to pass a code of conduct for the high court, and he started by telling me about the strict ethics rules that he had to follow during his time on the federal bench.
Being on the federal bench is a high privilege, and with that privilege comes high responsibilities.
And how far, typically, Judge, did you have to go, even on seemingly simple things? Let's just say your wife got a couple of tickets to a baseball game.
Almost entirely during my time on the bench, I declined to take any form of hospitality, certainly anything that had any value of any consequence. You asked about baseball tickets or sporting events tickets. I would have never accepted those from anyone at all.
Unless you paid for them, right? There would be no other way you'd take them.
That's correct. But I would even avoid accepting them and paying for them because of the possible appearance of impropriety. I believe that federal judges should essentially live like priests or saints or monks. The collegiality that you enjoy on the federal bench is really only among your colleagues on the federal bench. As soon as you step beyond that, you are at risk of associating with people who could well have matters that come before you or who might well have an interest in the cases that come before you, financial or otherwise.
Why is there nothing similar to those on our highest court? And what do you think about that discrepancy?
The Supreme Court could easily adopt and apply the standards that exist now for lower federal court judges to itself. It would require little or nothing by way of time or resources. The Supreme Court should want to subject itself to those highest of standards to assure and reassure the public and the nation that the conduct of the Supreme Court is beyond all reproach.
How badly damaged do you think the conduct and the integrity of the Supreme Court has been, considering the news we've heard over the past few months?
There's no question that together with the questions raised of the Supreme Court by its judicial decisions, the ethical questions have been immensely damaging to the court, at least for the short term. The Supreme Court doesn't have either the purse or the sword. It only has its judgments. And its power is ultimately in the respect that its judgments command and the respect that its conduct earns from the American people.
Judge, the Supreme Court has been around a while, a couple of hundred years. Why do you think this issue is coming under scrutiny only now?
As you suggested, over the past several years, there have been ethical questions raised about any number of the justices' conduct. Any one of those questions is not in and of itself especially consequential, but the collection of all of them converging in the past month or two has brought the issue of the ethical conduct of the Supreme Court to the forefront. It presents a moment, an opportunity to fashion standards of conduct for itself that it probably has long needed and, as of today, should definitely want.
That's former federal judge Michael Luttig. Judge, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.